And as Valentine's Day approaches, what better time to search for lost symbols of endless love? A wedding ring is one of the most common pieces of jewelry to go missing. And as Cairo Radio's Aaron Granillo reports, a growing network of treasure hunters is on a mission to find them and reunite them with their owners.
Julie Metter had just finished a round of golf at a course near Wenatchee when she noticed a hole in one of her pockets.
I put my jacket on and my rings were gone out of my pocket. And I was like literally freaked out.
Her wedding ring of 25 years and an anniversary ring were both gone.
I was like, how am I going to tell my husband this? Because he was in a foursome behind me. And I mean, my heart hurt. I could probably make myself cry right now thinking about it.
The Metters scoured that course over the next 2 days, but the rings never turned up. And then their search went online, where Julie came across the website ringfinders.com.
We're actually going out and helping people recover things that have deep sentimental value.
Jeff Morgan is one of more than 500 ring finders across 22 countries. They're part of a network of metal detector do-gooders who connect with strangers to find lost items. Morgan joined about 5 years ago and has recovered more than 50 wedding rings. He's found them in backyards and on shorelines.
So what do we have here, guys?
That's it.
That's it right
you
there.
You are awesome.
He's even brought his metal detector scuba diving in the Puget Sound.
So it's more than just a hobby per se. It's really become more of a passion to help more people. Then when you get that recovery moment, it's just like, oh yes, another ring saved.
Oh my God.
We found it. Yes.
One of Morgan's recent missions took him to the golf course where Julie Metter lost her rings.
I think he talked to the founding guy of Ring Finders about my situation. And that guy was like, 18-hole golf course? Odds are not good.
Yes, my name is Chris Turner. I'm the CEO of a directory called theringfinders.com.
Chris Turner founded the website in 2009, inspired by his first ring hunt as a teenager in the early 70s.
I saw my neighbor's ring that was lost in her garden. The look on her face, I'll never forget that. She just froze. She was stunned. I got an apple pie on my doorstep for a year every Friday, so I was very happy about that.
Today's ring finders don't accept baked goods as payment. In fact, they only ask for donations because Turner insists the business is not about making money.
Why do I do it? I do it for the smiles. I really do. And I absolutely love what I do. It's the best job I've ever had. And once you experience returning something to someone, you're hooked.
And that brings us back to the Metter story. 3 weeks after losing her rings, Julie, her husband, and ring finder Jeff Morgan searched the golf course.
She had it on up here and off down there.
It's been 4 hours when they reach the 15th hole and Morgan's metal detector comes to life.
We got your ring. Here you go. We're going to find the other
one. That's the one I really wanted.
You're going to get a blood back?
Moments later, another diamond in the rough.
Here you go. Oh, there you go.
Oh my God.
One more ring reunited and one lost smile now found.
We found him on a golf course.
There you go, guys.